Thank you for calling customer service. This is Nikki. How may I assist you?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what a charge is on my account. It has this phone number associated with it, and it has the words Beyond in 10 as part of the description.
Okay. You was calling about the charges on your account. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, I can most definitely help you out with that, but first, can I please have your zip code so I can be able to look at your account for you?
28906.
Okay, that's going to be 28906, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, can I please have your first and last name?
Doris Schaefer, S-H-A-F-F-E-R. But it might be under my husband's name, Homer, H-O-M-E-R, Schaefer.
Okay, let me go ahead and put that in for you. And you say his name is Schaefer, Homer.
H-O-M-E-R.
Okay, thank you. And the last name is spelled S-H-A-F-F-E-R. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes, that's correct.
Yes, ma'am. Now, just give me one moment while I find your account for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, can I please have the last four digits of your car number?
3168.
Okay, you said 3168. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, can you verify your address for me?
222 Mountain Willow Lane, Murphy, North Carolina.
Okay. And is that going to be for the tablet?
Well, that's just it. I don't know. I don't know what this charge is for.
Yes, ma'am. Did you enter like a survey or enter a sweepstakes for anything?
Not that I'm aware of. There was two charges on my account. One, the first one was for $7.95 on the 31st of January, and then yesterday there was $54.97, and I don't think we've ordered anything or purchased anything or anything, so I'm trying to determine what it is because I think it might be fraud.
Okay. So what I can do for you, I could go ahead and cancel your subscription for you. Did you want me to do that for you?
Well, what's this subscription for? That's my question. What is this?
Yes, ma'am. You had to either sign up for something like a survey or in a sweepstakes for something.
So why would you charge me for entering a sweepstakes? Why would you charge me, you know, $62 to enter a sweepstakes? That's
yes.
Fraudulent.
Yes, ma'am. Now, the $7.95 was the shipping and handling charge that you had to pay for the tablet. And the $54. Yes, ma'am.
Tablet, like what kind of tablet?
Okay, now, let me get that information for you. Just give me one moment, okay?
Okay.
Tablet or something? A tablet. She's looking. Or entering a
sweepstakes
or something. Perfect reminder. Yeah, that's what I said. Why would you charge us for entering a sweepstakes? Well, that's
fortunate. Okay, ma'am. Uh-huh. It's just a regular tablet. Like an iPad kind of tablet thing?
Yes, ma'am. It's something similar to that.
Well, does it show it's been sent or delivered? Or because we never got it. We never ordered it.
No, ma'am. It haven't been shipped out to you as of yet.
Well, then I want a refund and cancel that because we didn't order it.
Okay, what I can do for you, I could go ahead and cancel your subscription for you. But if you want to get a refund, you have to be able to give us a call back with your bank or your credit card company so you could be able to receive your refund.
Well, we're not going to pay for something we didn't get and we don't want it. So cancel that. Cancel everything.
Yes, ma'am. Let me go ahead and notate your account for you. Just give me one moment, please.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
That'd be mine. There's leftover mashed potatoes in there from yesterday. Unless somebody ate them. I'm sure they didn't.
Okay, ma'am, you there?
Yeah.
Okay, I do apologize about the wait. And do you have a pen and paper so you could be able to write down your cancellation number?
Yes, I do.
Yes, ma'am, just let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
Your cancellation number is CS and Charlie. Eight, six, three, nine, two, seven.
Is that it?
Yes, ma'am. Did you want to repeat that back to me?
Yeah. C as in cat. 863-927.
Yes, ma'am. That's correct. That's going to be your cancellation number.
Okay. And your name again was?
Yes, ma'am. It's Nikki.
Okay, and today's 2/4/22. All right, so I want this refunded back because we haven't even received anything yet, so I don't know why you're charging. So you're going to cancel that order and then do a refund back to the debit card.
Okay. Now, I went on and canceled your account for you, but in order for you to receive your refund, you have to be able to give us a call back with your bank on the phone or your credit card company. In order
Why?
For you to receive your refund.
Why?
Yes,
why?
Ma'am.
If you're not sending that out to me, why do I have to pay for it?
You've yes, ma'am.
You've already debited my account for it, and I didn't order it, and I don't want it, and you're not sending it. So just give me my money back.
I do apologize, but it's our policy that you have to be able to give us a call back with your bank on the line or with your credit card company.
All right. That's bullshit, but all right, if that's what it takes. But nothing's coming, right? You canceled the order.
Yes, ma'am. Everything has been canceled. Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Okay. Do you...